beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast is about getting back to work in the USA and global psionics. There is much to tell you tonight, so I will dive straight into the topics of interest. A ritual to help Tom Verloc establish a new laboratory and abode, performed by the Grand Master of Magic himself, Dr. Aberho. And we are pushing forward with the Robin Hood Project, and so much more. So without further ado, let us begin. Most of you following my work already know that I began trance meditation in the early 1980s as a child, and from that point onward, my interest grew into other areas of metaphysics, meditation, magic, and eventually my lifelong work in psychotronics, which led me to develop new methods of psionic magic. Well, most of us do not have the long standing of being a magician or having lived in different countries around the world and having all of these various experiences. This means many of us do not have the training and background to work powerful ritual magic to erect new frontiers in society or to travel to new horizons in our own personal lives. Having sat down to meditate on this realization, I decided to test simple methods which could work for other people. My audiobook on fantastic facilitators is one of the best examples of my work to help ordinary folks quickly create spirit servitors to manifest good fortune into the future and pave a smooth road of life for the would-be magician. Today I tried something different. I decided to take a name from a very beloved friend of mine and then imprint this name from my mental focus and the power of my voice into an object to bring about a spirit of good vibrations and good fortune. A natural spirit in a natural setting, to be clear. My object of choice is a garden gnome, and the garden is perfect, a very ideal setting for this kind of natural spirit invocation. Most of us don't ordinarily conceive of working magic in a publicly visible area like our backyards or on our balconies or our front porch or our back porch, but this actually works very well as a natural setting for spirits of nature. I'll tell you my story of what I started working with today, and then we'll move on to Project Robin Hood as well. I will tell you what you can do for the short term while we wait for that second government stimulus check to come into play. So I sat down outside on a garden chair and fixed my gaze on my garden gnome. I said to him, "Your name is Mr. Romero, and you bring good fortune and happiness here." I then projected the joy rune at Mr. Romero by adding the power word Wunyo. To my astonishment, a pair of beautiful green-vested hummingbirds and a bumblebee manifested instantly and flew up to the garden gnome and just sort of circled about him, hovering over the magical creature that I had just begun creating today. And only within moments, so the setting was perfect, the time was right. Now you're probably wondering how this works, and in a short podcast like this one tonight, I cannot possibly teach the entirety of how the mind manifests spirits by direct will, as opposed to long and elaborate rituals. Suffice it is to say that the gnome is not relative to the actual person that I named him after, but is instead a capturing of my collective positivity that I feel and my heartfelt good feelings about my beloved friend. And this is projected into a cloud of emotion which then encapsulates the object The object being a rather artfully crafted garden gnome made from tin actually makes a good focal point for the desired spirit energies to enter into this arrangement. And by the way, lengthy and elaborate rituals do work very well, but as I've said, the majority of us have not been long-standing magicians, and some of us have begun magic as a chaos magician or as a radionics operator or dowsing. Why did I perform this magical psionic creation? Well, the answer is simple. While we want to have good things manifest for us that are very specific to our lives, such as a new house, a car, a new job, or a beautiful love partner, the environmental energy surrounding us need a little help now and then. The more positive, or the more positivity that surrounds you, the better off you are going to be in general. Aside from also having ample energy pools and power nodes to help you accomplish life's miracles of magic. Alright, so give it a try. If you really want to boost the power of this exercise that I've just explained to you, listen to my voice in my audiobook, Fantastic Facilitators. $5 off this weekend, brothers and sisters. Save $5 if you buy now. Also, I've included a blog. That's right, a weblog and article to help you understand where we are headed with Project Robin Hood. I highly and very strongly recommend that you go and read the blogs that I write to accompany my podcast. Go to verloc.com/blog and check out all of the goodies and free magical knowledge I am sharing with you. Up next, I want to thank Dr. Aberho for working a powerful and gracious ritual of the highest magic to help me overcome a difficult obstacle in my life. Thank you, my beloved brother, Dr. Aberho. I will always cherish our friendship and our brotherhood of magic. You are greatly appreciated, my friend. A big thank you also goes out to Joshua Warren as well for being helpful on a number of levels. Thank you, my friend. Also, Brother Lenny has built me a radionic box. I'm experimenting with this box right now. Lenny built this box for me out of the kindness of his heart to help me work some specific kinds of magic. Lenny did not charge me a penny for this, and in fact, he paid for all the components, the packaging, shipping, and his labor to build this machine. Also, the imagination and engineering of his masterful mind went into this project. So, again, I want to make it clear that I'm very grateful to you, Lenny, and to have good friends like yourself. All right, it has been a very long time since I have had friends and companions of this sort. It's taken me about 3 years of working intense magic to bring about circles of very positive and powerful people who are true to their word and share my interests. So when I tell you that I understand the process and the intricacies of working magic to build various kinds of relationships, I'd like you to trust my knowledge and my wisdom. I have many books and audiobooks that detail my journey that will help you, even anybody out there who's just beginning in magic, to become a magician and build fantastic relationships and much more. In order to accomplish these feats, we have to look at ourselves from a number of levels. We must become free-thinking individuals, thinking for ourselves, in order to redirect our life path toward the ends that we wish to achieve. I want for you to be free. In order to think freely, we must first determine how we ordinarily think. And I'm not speaking of how we believe that we think, but rather I am asking us to consider how we actually think and ordinarily. So here's a suggestion. Try reading some books on philosophy and critical thinking. I have done this, and I have taken these classes, of course. You're going to discover to your astonishment that, well, we don't think quite as clearly as we are led to believe that we do, or that we assume that we do. So that's the first thing we want to accomplish. We want to become clear thinkers, remain open-minded, but not empty-headed or outwardly directed. Next, we want to think of the long-term projects in our lives. I know that this is a difficult thing to fathom today with what our societies have just been through and currently are going through with the coronavirus lockdowns, job losses, and so on. So make sure you read my blog to understand where I stand about getting back to work and making money happen for you again. Long-term thinking is important. Let us reflect on the past. China is always thinking in the long term, and that's why they've beaten us at the global chess game all of these decades on different levels. Now, I'm not saying that they've entirely beaten us, but I'm saying that they are long-term thinkers. We must also become long-term thinkers. Secondly, I want you to consider the short-term goals as well. Where are you at financially? Have you expanded your possibilities by considering what you can do on the internet? Are you open to working with people who are different than yourself on different levels? People who look different, speak a different language, who have a different point of view of the world. Are you open and willing to work with other people? Again, please read my blog to learn more about what I propose that we can do. Lastly, let us all give the Robin Hood sigil a good charge of good fortune and positivity, with the thought held firmly in mind that our society, our leaders, and state officials will do the right thing and return all of the money to our citizens and residents of this country and other countries as well, to return to us what the money changers and those who have hoarded the wealth all of these years. With this most urgent task of the utmost importance and of the highest calling, I bid you all a prosperous and rewarding weekend of magic and prosperous living. May life find you all the many blessings that you seek. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.